All right. So you do catering too. Now, how long you been doing catering?
Since 2020. So it's been about 5 years.
Okay, that's cool. 5 years is a long time in the catering world. Like, normally people get at a year or two, see how it work, and then quit.
I like to eat. Can't do that. I like to eat too much.
That's what's up. I dabbled in catering about 12, 13 years ago. I did two events. I was like, nah, this ain't.
It's stressful.
Yeah, this ain't it. I just did baby showers, so I was just doing, you know, meatballs. Yeah. So since you're open book, because like I don't usually get to talk to people like this, right? That ain't scared to really talk. So there's a culture in our area, right? In like South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta, you know, when it comes to filmmaking. And there, a lot of times there seems to be like this disconnect, I feel like, between the filmmaker and the talent, the actor. And a lot of times I don't know where the imbalance is. Like, the actor doesn't feel appreciated, so they don't bring their A game. They come not knowing their lines, or they come, you know, not ready. But then on the other side, the filmmaker comes sometimes unprepared because they feel like the actor should be flexible. Like, so like what do you feel like would bridge the gap between like the actors and the producers in our area? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think everyone has that same level of passion. Some people, like, it's something they've always wanted to do. They saw a TV show, it's like, oh, I can do that. That seems like a lot of fun. So they're just doing it. There's some people who's like, die hard, this is really what I want to do. Like, I've been influenced by this person, that person, and it's like, I think I can do that, or I can do it better. And then there's people like me, I've been acting my whole life. It's about time y'all pay me. I know I'm an entertainer by myself. Okay? I've been entertaining people all my life. Pay me. As far as learning some lines, sometimes after, at least for me personally, after reading it through, and especially if it's well written, I don't feel like I have to go in, because it seems like it's already natural. All I have to do is just put myself in that person's head, and I shouldn't really have to go through here. I'm like, okay, let's try the lines again. You probably don't have to do it, because by that time, like, you might forget, because it's always out of order. So you might not catch on to it as much as you go through the whole thing, but overall, it should be a natural flow anyway.
Yeah.
Not everybody's as, I don't want to say talented. Everybody's not as.
You done said talented now, so it's fine.
Some people, like, they need a little bit more of a push. Some people have to sit down and memorize. There's some people who's like, I can come from my body and enter this person's body and just go. And there's some people who's better at improv, so they need just the guideline. And it's like, all right, this is what it is. You do what you need to do. So I think that's what it is just find out who your actor or actress is, what they need. And from there, it should be able to be a little bit better. Communicate. I think I say enough of that on my post too. Communicate, because it's, Why won't you just say something? All you get is a no, or I don't like that idea. Like, your pride or your feelings gonna get hurt that bad.
I was literally talking to the guy who's doing a score on a movie I'm working on, and you know, we go through stuff, you know, as a director, you know, hey, this is the vibe I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking for this scene, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And then he was like, man, I'm having a hard time, you know, matching what you're saying. And I was like, well, bro, listen, like, if you feel like something else might be better, like, you the musician, just tell me what you think, and we can, you know, we can collaborate on a on an idea.
I think people are scared to hurt somebody's feelings. Everybody's so sensitive, and that's another thing. Everybody's sensitive, so now you're scared to speak up. You might hurt their feelings. Oh, yeah. It might be my job. I don't care. You can take me out the role, but I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. Yeah.
But everybody, people should want to openly communicate, because open dialogue is gonna grow and mature and evolve their project. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But since you're laying out stuff, let me go ahead and ask you this. So I want to ask you. So the podcast is called No Onions, basically because onions are a part of the holy trinity of cooking, right? And you probably know the caterer. So, but me personally, I hate onions. But anyway, because they're a part of the holy trinity, I like to ask people, what is their holy trinity when it comes to filmmaking? Like, what are the three ingredients that will ensure, or more likely ensure, that your movie is successful?
Passion, engagement, communication.
I mean passion, engagement, and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can see the passion for sure. Passion for sure. Because if you're passionate about something, you're gonna do it to the end. You're gonna do it to the best of your ability. It's gonna be natural. It's gonna be right. Engagement. Can you go down a little? Can you go a little deeper as far as what you mean by that?
So if no one's watching, who are you acting for? That's the biggest thing. If nobody's watching, who are you acting
Listen, for? I swear. So people are so hard on Tyler Perry, right? Like, people be talking about TP, but his engagement is.
Everybody feels people, especially even being background. I was like, background.
Yeah.
Chest all out and everything. Background.
Right. No, facts. Okay, I feel that. I feel that. And then communication, of course, we just talked about it. For sure. All right, so boom. Wait, I want to go somewhere, but I can't go there first. I got to shout you out real quick. So my wife and I, we was on like a little getaway cruise. We didn't want nobody to see us. You know what I'm saying? We was just like away, chilling. And then I looked down the hall, and I was like, I think I know her. And then I think I know her. And she was like, I don't know. I haven't seen her before. So I kept looking. I know it was probably weird, so forgive me, because I was like... I was like, dang, where I know her from. And then when it finally clicked, that's when I went up to you. Yeah. Then when I went up to you, I was like, yeah, I know you, right? Like, that was hilarious. But hey, so just because you were there, we did go to support the fashion show, and you killed it, of course.
Thank you.
That's why I added that part, like, she a runway model too. Not just magazine, you know what I'm saying? Because you killed it. I was like, okay. That's my homie right there. You know what I mean? You know, not really. I only saw you one time before that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like that was my homie. You know what I'm saying?
I'll take it.
That was dope. Like how was that experience for you, though? Like, I've never seen a fashion show on a cruise ship before. Like, that was so epic to me.
It was definitely different. I like to joke about it. Half the models don't like it. I was like, we're actually models on the water.
Oh, y'all walking on water.
Unless we're like in the, at least the waters of Mexico.
Yeah.
But let me stop, because I'm being technical. And people don't like you being technical. I was like, that's where that overly honest come in. Because I'm like, technically. But let me stop. I guess international does sound better than model of the waters.
That's funny. Oh, you get the model of the international waters, I guess. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If we were still in Mexico, if we were like the U.S. waters, let me stop because everybody's and people are like, all right, fine, strip that title away.
It was dope. It was dope though, man. Like, it was dope. It was dope. Like, I was like, okay. Like, it was dope seeing somebody, you know, that you know, because it's always been my dream to have a show on a cruise ship, like to do like an improv show on a cruise ship, or like a murder mystery on a cruise, like something. So when I saw you, I was like, yo, that is so freaking dope. So I just wanted to tip my hat to you for that. I thought it was so dope. But now let's get to what the people are waiting on. So. You, my friend, have a very unpopular opinion about a very popular production. And I want you to share with the people what production you have this unpopular opinion about.
Wicked. I do not like Wicked.
Forgive her, please. all this other great stuff she got going on, but she don't like Wicked. I just every post, I'm agreeing with every post that you posted. Like you saying what's in my mind, and then you come up with this, and I'm like, bro, like
it's just too much singing. Like there wasn't enough of a story in between the singing, and that's what killed me. Cause I don't really like musicals too much anyway. Mm-hmm. Like I can handle like the Disney movies back then, like High School Musical, sure, you know. Back then when they had little musicals, there's at least a long enough story in between where I'm like, okay, right. Then you do the, I was like, okay, I'm feeling it. But once 2 minutes went by in dialogue, you start seeing again. And then after a whole 10-minute song, 3 minutes this time, singing again, I was like, oh, no. I don't even know what's going on. I just know she's singing, and I can't do it.
I do wish, and maybe I haven't studied enough to know if it exists, but I do wish there was a non-musical version of Wicked, because I do think it's a dope storyline, giving us the whole, you know, setup for Dorothy and them, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. It is a lot of singing. And I know my mama, she feels the same way you do. We was watching Color Purple. And she was like, she had to wait for it to come to streaming because she wanted to fast forward through all the singing. And then she said, by the time she did that, she felt like she only had like 10 minutes of acting.
So, thank you. Exactly. What was the story here? Like, you were singing the whole story. Like, it's one thing for a song to tell a story. But if that's the case, just come out with a little label.
No, label.
don't make a movie out of it.
Just be artists and cut an album.
just make an album. You don't have to do all the rest of the stuff. We don't have to get them the singing and the dancing. There's not enough words to call it a movie anymore.
That is hilarious.
That's the whole performance. That's it.
That's hilarious. All right, so let me ask you. So this is like, so this is the thing, right? So, so I always feel like, you know, we should give things a second chance. You know what I'm saying? If we talk about passion, engagement, and communication, right? I think there's definitely a lot of passion in Wicked. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way they sing, they feel it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what singers do, though. They got nothing to do with the action, though. Or the words. You're supposed to feel it as a singer. That don't count. I think you're still just a singer.
What about the engagement though? Like you can't like
I couldn't engage. So
all right, so
your engagement.
All right,
people like it.
That's messed up. Bro. All right, so listen, would you watch it again? Like, would you give it another chance? Like, if let's say you were just sitting down one day, nothing was on TV, Wicked came up on the screen.
I like to read the books.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate that because what I normally do at the end is if you say, yeah, you'll watch it again, then I'll eat an onion. But since you won't read a book, I'm not eating no onion. So I appreciate that. I will watch it for you because I did like it a little bit. I think my favorite part was when she jumped out the window on the broom. That was just my, and they were singing.
How many times they sing before that?
The whole time. Pretty much everything leading up to that.
Thank you. She walked through the corridor. Why? You just walked. What happened to make you want to sing? Was it the room that influenced the song out of you?
Yeah, I got to do some research. I wonder where musicals like, where they originated. Like, who started musicals and why?
As far back as I remember, I don't want to say Phantom of the Opera. I think they took Shakespeare and they kind of they went from there. So I really feel like Shakespeare. So I think Shakespeare was the first to start the stage plays, wasn't he?
Yeah, from what I know. Well, no. There's something before Shakespeare. It was like they were like doing some stuff in like in the little stones, and I wish I could think of it. But yeah, it's a little bit older than Shakespeare as far as like the plays, but they didn't have words though.
So, you know, it probably just Sometimes yeah. like, what if I just, hey. And somebody's like, ooh, that's a good idea. Go, let me feel that little,
Did you see, the hip hop with Beyonce and Mekhi Phifer? Hold on, let me see a second.
When was this?
Oh, it was old.
How old? Because Beyonce, people really bash their hate me. Let's not go into that subject. Let me.
I'm about to find it. What was it? Carmen. It was a hip hop. It was back in 2001.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that's fine. Especially, I like to dance. So I'm also a dancer. I'll put it. I love Jack of all trades. I dance too.
Okay.
That honey and all that. Yeah, I was into
that. So using. Okay, I got you. I think I get your vibe. So you cool if it got some hip hop and some dancing in it, but if it's you know,
Drake just song every three steps. Because they had Shrek the Musical. They have that. They came out with that. Oh, it was like 10 years ago. I tried to sit down for that one. I was like, oh no, I'm like. I could not.
Yeah, wow.
It's just when you make it the musical, it's just they add three times the amount of songs that was already in there.
Yeah, nah, facts. You right. I feel where you're coming from. I mean, I still like it, but I definitely feel you because if you just want to enjoy a story, the singing can kind of. Yeah. I got you. I did.
I just want to watch a movie. That's why I'm sitting down and put the movie on. To watch the movie. If I want to go to a performance, I'll go out somewhere and I go to a theater.
That's what's up. Have you ever been to Broadway before? Like, you ever been to a Broadway show?
I have not. I actually kind of wanted to. I was interested.
Let me make a recommendation. A Bronx Tale. It's a nice little marriage of the hip-hop dancing and musical stuff. It was one of my favorites. So, like, if you go to a opera, if you go to a Broadway musical, check out Bronx Tale. That's my recommendation.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, I think we hit everything. This is one of my longest podcast episodes. That's cool, though. That's cool. It wasn't boring.
That's what honesty come in. You got somebody on. He's like, oh, I got to take my chance. Somebody who's not scared to speak up.
That's wild. Before we go, Kim, if you could just let the people know one more time where they can follow you at. I know you got some shows coming up this year, and I think spring next year. I know you got some movies dropping.
I'm booked up pretty much the year, and people was trying to find the little windows I have to squeeze in. They squeezing themselves in for this year.
That's a good problem to have.
I need to sit down somewhere. You read off what I do.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Look, and I miss dancing, so.
I forgot to add
it. Yeah, but you could remind the people one more time how they can follow.
In the Fragrance Line.
The Fragrance, bro, I had that. Let's talk about that. So you about to drop, and I think, hold on, I remembered this. Your fragrance that you got now is Sugar and Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That sound dope. So where, like, how can people get it? Like, you got a website or like what's?
I just made this. Okay. I have somebody, Art, and he's the one that has all the scents. It's not originally the scent I wanted. Okay. This just kind of happened, but it worked out really well. So what it do is it plays with your pheromones just a little bit. For the females, it gives a nice little bit sweeter taste. And for the guys that have the smoke, you know, it has like cloned, the spicy kind of smell to it. So
it's a fragrance though, right? Like, so is it a perfume? Is it like a unisex? Like, what's the?
Yeah, it's a unisex. It's an oil.
Oh, I love oils. I just put some. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I gotta get you on that. Yeah, I need that.
I will be having a website soon enough. Currently, this is 40 for the full thing. Of course, it's my little sample pack that I use.
About to say, not hardly in there.
Because I've tried on a lot of people. And one of my friends, because I just made it, I put it on, and they jumped 3 feet away. They're like, don't ever do that to me at work again, because it really, if you want to get chased, that's what you do right here.
I'm going to get something for the wife one day and just walk up on her and see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, don't do that. Not in public anyway. Not in public. Because this right here, yeah. I'm going to tell people, come up. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait. You're too close.
That's just, and it's only 40. That's not bad. It's a nice little Christmas gift, little birthday, little Valentine's Day look kind of far away, but
oh yeah, all of that. Now soon I'll have customized bottles that kind of have that sugar smoke kind of look to it as well.
Yeah,
so I got some plans in that shit, but yeah.
But that right there, that's OG right there. The way you got it. Bottle now, like that's an all mine look. Like, so yeah,
but
that's,
you know, you gotta be different.
Yeah, okay. I feel
I'm not trying to be like everybody else. This is just a beginner pack because I didn't know I was making this yet.
That's a happy mistake. That's a mistake. Yeah.
So it'll be just available for the summer.
Okay.
That's it. So y'all better get yours before the summer's out. Because once summer happens, you got a whole year. But I will have a different line for fall, winter, and spring.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm gonna hit you up as soon as we get out, because I'm gonna try to figure out how I can get a couple. My wife got a birthday coming up, so I'm definitely gonna use it.
Let me know. I got a couple right now.
Okay. All right.
You gotta be prepared.
I got you. So y'all hear it? She got it available right now. Right now. DM her for the clone. She can't take no more gigs right now, but book her for the fragrance. She got no time for the gigs right now, but book her for the fragrance right now. Yeah. That's what's up. All right, well, Miss Jasmine, it's been a pleasure, yo. It's crazy, it's the first time we've ever like interacted. That's you're hilarious. Yeah, so it's real, but I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on the No Onions podcast. Everybody follow Miss Jasmine Watkins. She's doing great things, big things, and you don't want to miss out.
Thank you for having me. I'll talk to y'all later.